In this podcast, I want to focus on the powerful principle, probably the most powerful principle that we can discuss. And it has to do with this concept of trusting your intuition, or in other words, your gut reaction to things. I've been reviewing a couple of my favorite books lately. One is entitled The Gift of Fear by Gavin De Becker, and the other is The Power of Awareness by Dan Schilling. Anyway, they're amazing books. And if you've been listening to these podcasts, you will hear me often talk about the two-part brain, right? The limbic system, our instinctive survival part of our brain that functions on three premises: by survive, avoiding pain, and seeking pleasure. And then the prefrontal part of our brain, which is the rational, logical part of our brain. But I want to introduce a concept that's even deeper than that. Let me read a little paragraph from Dan Schilling's book. Interestingly, you have another source of intuition that resides lower in your body and separate from your limbic reptilian system. This one speaks to you literally from the gut, for the simple reason that it is your gut. The human digestive tract contains more than 100 million neurons, and they are exactly the same as the cells that form your brain's core. So, it would be safe to say that these cells are sophisticated and capable. How they specifically assist with digestion, why exactly they should reside there, and how come there are so many is difficult to say. What is it is that your gut's neurons form their own brain, functioning just like you'd expect one to by thinking and sensing. It's a very interesting concept, your gut feelings. And as I've been talking to my latest two clients this morning, we're talking about this concept. And I asked them to focus on their gut. What is their gut telling them about the particular situations which they're in? And it was very clear. And yet immediately after they told me kind of what their gut reaction was to the issues at hand, dealing with relationships and self-efficacy and confidence and stuff like that, immediately they went into rationalizing, justifying, minimizing, using the rational part of the brain to dissuade the gut feeling. My experience through life is that the gut, your gut feeling, is the surest form of truth for you that you'll ever find. But we're not taught how to pay attention to that. So I would ask you and encourage you, just get a piece of paper and write down whatever issue you're dealing with. What does my gut tell me? What does my gut tell me? Like, for example, individual I, you know, was working with this morning. He's in a relationship with someone. He's a young man in his mid-20s. And he says to me, man, she's just perfect in every way. She's the same religion. She is respectful. She's kind. I love being with her. But my gut is telling me that I shouldn't be in a relationship with her right now. That I need to be focusing on my schoolwork. And at the same time, just a few weeks ago, he's still, and we've talked in therapy a lot about the importance of the psychological principle of closing loops. If you have loops that are open, you know, reenactment with past trauma, we try to go back and you know, Freud called it the repetition compulsion, where you go back and try, we find ourselves kind of in similar situations over and over again with the attempt to try to close loops. And he brought to mind as we were talking about closing loops, he thought about an old relationship that he had that's never been able to be resolved. The way she treated him and the way it just kind of ended, it left him just kind of aching inside. And so he's having these thoughts. I need to go. I want to contact her again and close the loop with this thing. So, because she keeps coming up in my mind and he's starting to have dreams of her. And right, just a couple of weeks ago, as this process was happening with him, so he was thinking of her, and he's going to a local university here where I live, or major university, and he's never run into this person since high school, and he's sitting in his car thinking about reaching out to her. And all of a sudden, she walks right in front of his car. He didn't say anything to her, but he goes, there she was. And he's just going, what in the world? And so he felt to reach out to her, to reconnect with her, because that was his gut was telling him, I want to resolve this thing. And he reached out to her, and she responded and says, I'm just getting out of a relationship with a boy she's been dating for a good while. So they broke it off. And all of a sudden, my client was trying to connect with her to resolve and close loop of past issues that were never really closed. And all of a sudden, she's presenting herself in his life again with even the opportunity. And then he said, after a while, he says, I wonder if I really want to close this loop. And as we processed it and did some EMDR work, and he says, hey, let's just do some EMDR work on my gut. Interesting request. You know, we've been doing EMDR for a while. He says, how about we just, is my gut reaction asking you, just do EMDR on my gut. So I said, all right, focus on your gut. What does your gut have to say right now? Follow my fingers. And then we do bilateral stimulations back and forth, about 40, 50. And then he was able to kind of work through and process through. It was just amazing, amazing to see what he was coming up with and paying attention to. We don't know where this is going to go. But at the same time, his gut, it was so empowering to him. And also with others, I've talked about this concept. It seems to be the most enlightening, empowering awareness, awakening, to go, wait a minute, what does my stomach say? What does my gut say? And so I'd ask you to do that. I'd ask you to pay attention to that. I think that is the truest source of inspiration, intuition, call it personal revelation, whatever it is. And I know a lot of pseudoscience people were just like, that's just like, forget that stuff. You can't go by your feelings and intuitions. And I'm going, man, the longer I live, the more I see and the more I experience, your gut is the place where truth resides. You know, it's really interesting how this happens from time to time. I'll share a personal experience that I had a number of years ago. I'll just do the Reader's Digest version of this. I had the perfect job. I'd worked my whole life to finally arrive in the position where I was at working with this agency. And nothing could be going better. And at the time, I think I was there about 4 years. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to continue to work there till I retire. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I love every aspect of it. I love the people I work with. And then I was driving down the road one day, and as I was passing the facility, a new facility that was being constructed that we were going to move into, as I drove past that to work one day, I had the most powerful impression, and almost, it was like a clear voice that said, you will not work there. You will not be working in that facility. And I said, what? That would be impossible. There's nothing that could ever transpire that I wouldn't be working there. I love every aspect of things that I'm doing anyway. And then I had a follow-up impression of that a number of months later in a staff meeting. And I remember joking to, and Gavin De Becker talks about this also in his book, be careful of what you joke about. Joking is about, you know, he talks about it because he predicts danger and stuff like that and says when people joke about, oh, be careful, there's a bomb there or something like that. So you better take that seriously. There's a reason your gut is coming up with something. And I was, you know, we were talking about an issue that was going on with the agency and we were all aligned, you know, the managers that I was working with completely on the same page. And I just go, oh man, I think I'm going to be let go from this agency, kind of even as a joke. And they all laughed too. So there's just no way in the world that would happen. Well, sure enough, things transpired in a very rapid period of time where all those things just unraveled and stuff like poof. I was gone. And now as I, in retrospect, as I was thinking about that, I was being prepared. My gut was picking things up in the ether, so to speak. It knew what was going on, even though rationally, I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes, all these different forces at work. But the same is true in your life, in all of our lives. And I'm just encourage you in this podcast, I just want you to focus on the concept of your gut. Be honest with yourself. Write down what is that's going on inside of you. What do you feel deep in your stomach, in your gut? What does it say? Pay attention to that. I just don't think we're taught to do that anywhere. I really don't. It's like what we generally do is rationalize, minimize, and justify our gut feelings away, and we end up finding ourselves in bad relationships, in unhealthy work environments. And if we just learn to trust our gut, I think that's what Shakespeare was trying to teach us years ago. This above all, to thine own self be true, and as night follows day, then thou canst be false to no man. Your self-efficacy, your personal power comes from being true to your gut, learning to do that. Yes, perhaps it'll take time, and yet you have to be strong enough inside of yourself to go by your gut feeling regardless of what other people say. And that's why some people don't do it, because they're afraid of other people's reactions. For example, I remember other individuals that I've worked with, they were getting married. They were at the ceremony, right? And it's like they had the strong gut feeling, I should not be doing this. I should not be doing this. And yet they go, and one individual I know went and talked to his dad. He said, Dad, I shouldn't be doing this. I don't feel right about this. And the father, and he regretted this till his dying day, he said, that his father said, well, you can't do that now. Everyone has butterflies. It's like, come on, everybody's here. You can't do that now. And the son said, okay, all right, you're right. And then it's just been absolute hell. He should have followed his gut reaction, but he didn't. See, we're not taught to do that. We're taught to people please. We're taught to take care of other people before we take care of ourselves. And I'm here to say, you need to take care of yourself first. You need to find your own answers, independent above all other people, and then be true to those answers as you continue to move forward. And we each have to answer for ourselves. We're accountable and responsible for ourselves. And perhaps maybe a lot of our suffering and personal misery, even with depression, anxiety, perhaps is that we just aren't true to ourselves. And so we don't feel good about ourselves. That we have a gut feeling that we should do this or should do that or should have done this. And we didn't, and then we deal with the consequences, and then you rationalize, justify, and minimize. And then if you don't pay attention to your gut long enough, then you become what some have referred to being hard-hearted, or your past feeling. You can't feel that anymore because you've put it off so long. But I'm just here to say, no matter where you are. Today, now, now is the most important time of your life. What does your gut say right now that you need to do with whatever issues you're dealing with? And if you follow your gut, I'm of the in the school of you're going to be better off in the long run. If you just follow your gut, it is your truth teller. So anyway, grab a piece of paper. Look at your life right now. I know everyone's dealing with something right now. Issues will never stop coming into our life. Challenges will never stop coming. We go, maybe just start, you know, at the top of the page. What are my gut reactions to this issue? My gut reaction. And try to get away from your rationalizing, justifying, minimizing. Just go right to the center of your gut, your stomach, and go, what is that telling me? And look at your gut like, and I'll wrap up with this. And again, Power of Awareness, Dan Schilling's book. It says, what is known is that your gut's neurons form their own brain, functioning just like you'd expect one to by thinking and sensing. I don't think we ever think of our gut that way, but think of it that way. It's its own brain. It is your truth teller. Okay, peace.